Here's a bit of theory or thought for you on why we have emotional baggage. We believe that our unconscious mind's prime directive is to protect us and serve us, not just from physical damage, but also emotional damage as well. Sometimes an event happens which is so upsetting that we couldn't handle it, or it would maybe leave us in physical danger if we did, or if we were to fully experience it. Therefore, it often kind of gets like put away as emotional baggage. To protect us from such an event, the unconscious mind can suppress the memory. It can completely suppress the event and the negative emotions around it, as if it were like stuffing a bag into, you know, into a little, stuffing all the stuff into a little black bag, tying it up and trying to hide it. And sometimes we hide it well in the past and it ends up being a bit of a black spot or a part we don't remember in our childhood. You know, I think it was Tad James, who's got a great book on this, he called it a significant emotional event. Now, significant emotional event, we all have them. For some kid, it could be not having ice cream or being bullied at school or being beaten up. I remember being at a Tony Robbins rock show, Tony Robbins concert, and, you know, people were sharing traumas, and one lady stood up and she shared her trauma. You know, she was gang raped by a whole pile of people. And the thing is, she still sees these people in her town. Obviously, the whole crowd went silent, and I'll never forget it. Tony just handled it very calmly and kind of did the same kind of process. So it wasn't safe for her, or a child being touched by an adult, you know, a child may have to kind of lock that memory up. And sometimes maybe the conscious will forget it, or the conscious will, you know, will hide it, or the unconscious will hide it so deep that we're not aware of it. So we have the emotional baggage, and it does, it serves to protect us. It's adaptive behavior. You know, we couldn't come up with it at the time. Maybe we couldn't bring it up at the time. So our unconscious mind is actually trying to help us. It's keeping us alive by suppressing it or dissociating from it, you know. But these events, no matter how unpleasant, you know, there could be positive learnings. They all have positive learnings inside of it. So even the lady that was perhaps raped, even though that is absolutely so terrible, she could take away from that event that she is such a strong survivor, that life's worth living. And she could even take pity or see it from many different ways. So we could take positive learnings away from it. While the negative event, the memories are bagged up, they're not really available for you to learn on, and it's kind of like slowing you down. If you're walking around with a pile of these little black bags, they're slowing you down. And sometimes these end up being triggers, or little things that trigger you could be the result of a little black bag that you've forgotten about. So it is absolutely wonderful for people to do this timeline process, releasing all the negative emotions. One of our words we say, go back to the first time we experienced that heartbreak, anger, sadness, hurt, fear, guilt, shame. Go back to the very first time we had it and say, what do you need to learn, or what does the younger you need to learn in order to let go and release all the negative emotions from that event? Okay, client gets the positive learnings, and that allows it to let go, and that closes the gestalt. Note the root cause event is something like anger. The root cause is not necessarily the biggest. All experience is subjective. You know, a root cause is just the first time. There could be other ones, but as mentioned, we go back to the root cause as it is the first one that set up the gestalt. If you're not sure, that's okay. If you go back and your client brings up memories, or you bring up memories from when you were 13 or 14 of being angered, that's okay. Generally, we ask them, go back further. And we look for the memories or the emotions, anger, sadness, hurt, fear, guilt, shame. We want these to be in the first, say, 7 years of life. From my own experience of kids, kids can feel all these emotions in their first 7 years. So go back to the first ones, and if someone pulls up a memory of 12, say, great, that's wonderful, you're doing great. Float back further. Now, sometimes people can be floating back along their timeline and not quite sure where that emotional baggage is, but just guide them back gently, guide them back further, and allow them to float on down where their unconscious pulls them, or where there's a dark spot, and see what memory there is to learn from here. Once you clear up the emotional baggage from the past, people find themselves moving forward with more grace and ease. People find themselves accessing a lot more love and positive emotions. Absolutely wonderful thing to do. And I believe that when we do these processes, you'll actually start to feel younger and younger and younger. So I can't wait to hear how you've gone through it and how you've done this through all the emotions and how you've completely changed your life. And if you don't have a partner to do it with, remember, you could probably come into some of our practice sessions.